Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Photographer's Couch. I'm your host, Megan Jewelly, and today I'm out for a walk. It is super sunny, a little breezy here in North Carolina, but it is turned into a really beautiful day. And I was like, you know what? I have something I want to talk about. I'm going to go ahead and record my podcast for this week. And so you're just coming along with me on the walk. So if we haven't met before, or if this is the first time you hit play on The Photographer's Couch, I am a photographer in North Carolina, but I love meeting new people. I love helping business owners. I really just love telling people things that have worked for me, and maybe it's something that could work for you. Mind shift changes, just for moms, for entrepreneurs, for photographers. So this is one that is very new for me, but it has already changed my life in such a short matter of time. So I use this mind shift change daily and multiple times a day, but I'm going to give you an example of how it worked today, and you can see how it plays out in other aspects of my life, and I'll give you other ones, but this one like literally just happened. Literally just pulled into my driveway coming home from the gym, and the gym was supposed to happen today. You may not know this about me, but I have a schedule every day. I'm pretty strict with my schedule. I do have a lot of white space in my schedule, but I have certain tasks that I need and want to get done throughout the day. And of course, I've added the gym in. It's something not super new to me, but it's new that I am going to a different gym now. I'm going to Planet Fitness versus the Y. Why that matters, I don't know. I guess it's just because, well, one thing is there is an app for Planet Fitness, and it keeps up with how many times you go to the gym. So now there's no, oh, I think I went 3 times. It's like, okay, let's just pull up the app, Megan, and we'll see. But I have made a commitment, and I've told a lot of people that my goal is 3 times a week. So wrote out my schedule for the week. And I was going Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, I do not want to go today. I have told like 3 people that I'm not going to the gym, that I can just go tomorrow and make it like Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I can switch up my days. That's why I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I own my own business. I can make my own schedule. Red flag. Megan, you said you were going today. Now you are taking your emotions about you don't want to go, and you're not going to go. It's not a big deal that I just wouldn't go today and I could go tomorrow, and I could make that plan, the new plan. But the problem is, this is why it's a red flag. Because I'm not doing what I said I was going to do, and I'm changing it solely on my emotions. It's not because I have something to do. I mean, let's face it, I always have something to do. We moms, entrepreneurs, homeowners, all the things. There's always something to do. But there wasn't anything urgent. There wasn't an emergency. My kid didn't come home sick. There was no real reason. Solely on, I just didn't feel like it. But I made a good point. Like, I can go tomorrow and I can switch up my schedule. No harm done. But again, red flag. So, this is my new thing, and it has worked so well. As soon as I get that feeling of the red flag, okay, and for red flags, that leads, for me, these red flags of doing things and these excuses that I'm giving leads back into my old habits. Not only just old habits, just habits I don't want. They lead away from my goals. I start to not trust myself anymore because I said I was going to go on Monday, and now I can easily be convinced to not go and go another day. And I just start to form these new habits by just listening to my excuses. So again, those are all red flags to me. And as soon as I start to feel those and realize that, right there is when I stop what I'm doing and I go do the thing that I say I'm supposed to go do. So that's what happened today. I told myself all the reasons. I told people, well, I can, you know, trying to get validation from them. Like, oh yeah, you can just go tomorrow. Or even just the fact that I told somebody that I'm not going today, I feel off the hook. Like, I already told them I'm not going, I'm going to go tomorrow. So anyways, this is something that I have just started to do. Even just like staying up later. My husband and I have gotten into this habit of watching this show on Netflix. And we hardly ever watch TV, but we always get hooked every once in a while on a series. Red flag. Let me tell you why. Because I always end up watching the next episode. Gotta watch the next episode. So now we're like 4 episodes in, midnight. So anyway, when I start to feel that, like, hey, it's 10 o'clock. It's already an hour and a half past my bedtime. I'm going to bed. You can stay up and watch that episode, but I'm not. I get up and get ready for bed. Same thing, I don't want to do something. There's something I got to do. Whatever it is in my business and work. It's a blog. It's an email. It's this. It's that. I know I need to do it, but I'm not. I'm just, here's an excuse. I can do it tomorrow. Or, okay, my client's not waiting on it. Like, they haven't emailed. When they email me about it, then I'll make it a priority. But it's not a priority right now. Red flag. It's something that I need to do. Or even if I woke up in the morning and said, okay, I'm going to email these 2 clients, or I'm going to edit this session, or I'm going to blog this post, or whatever it is. The moment I go back and renegotiate or bring up, like, okay, well, now I said I was going to do it, but I don't feel like doing it, so I'm not going to do it. Like, again, there's just red flags. And as soon as I realize that it's a red flag is when I decide that's when I need to go ahead and do the thing. Because that's going to lead me closer to my goals. That's going to lead me closer to the habits and the person that I want to be. Because if I keep giving into these red flags, I'm slowly starting to turn into the person that I don't want to be. So anyway, I hope that that was helpful for you. I hope that you can start thinking about, what are red flags in your life? What are things that you are doing that you know you either don't need to be doing, or you need to be doing something and you're not doing it? Just remember these red flags, and remember that that is a sign for you that you need to do that thing or stop doing that thing that you're doing. So, all right, I hope you have a great day. I'm going to finish my walk. I have 6 minutes before the bus comes, so I'm going to get these last few steps in and enjoy the rest of the day, and I hope you do too.